Yes, hello and welcome to episode number 2 of Talkin' Flicks. We are back for another week. Mr. Lee, hello.
Well, hello, JT. How are you?
Bloody fantastic. How are you going, my friend?
Oh, look, I've had a great week. I've got school holidays on. What more can we want?
How's school holidays going at the movies? Because I would imagine it would be one of the busiest times when you've got all those kids coming in, you know, and some great movies out this week for it as well. So it's been a busy one?
It has been busy. It could be a lot busier, but it's good.
That's good. Good to see the kids getting in there. Lots and lots of smiles. And Mr. Lee, we are back once again for another week. And look, how good is it? Episode number 2.
I know. I didn't think we'd make a number 2, but we have.
Oh, look, thank you very much to everyone who tuned in last week for our very first episode and who gave us a stream. And Mr. Lee, when we sort of look back at it, majority of our listeners from Sydney. What do you know?
Yeah. And what about the one international?
We did say we made it worldwide, right? Denmark. Hello to the Dane who hopped on Talkin' Flicks. See, the Danes know a good podcast when they hear it, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm thinking it's actually Queen Mary.
Well, you're hoping it's Queen Mary. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I'm
sure
hoping it is.
In amongst all of her busy schedule, she did find some time to sit down and listen to Talkin' Flicks. You know, it was a couple of days later, but she hopped on it, which is good.
Yeah, but why wouldn't she? Yeah,
exactly.
It was good fun.
And we should find out at some point too what the Danes are watching at the moment. I'm assuming it would all be pretty much the same as what we're getting over here in Oz, but we'd be interested to sort of see how their movie schedule is shaping up.
Yeah, well, in a few weeks we might have a look, eh?
I think we certainly should. A big shout out to the Forum 6 in Tamworth, the Forum 6 in Wagga, also the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange. Hello to everyone listening to us in those places. And a bit later on, Mr. Lee, now if you want to go to one of those cinemas to see a movie of your choosing, you are going to be handing out some movie tickets a bit later on again as well.
I certainly will. And can I say, Duncan, who won last week, was over the moon. He came in on Saturday night to watch a movie and enjoyed it.
Yeah, what did you go see? It was it The First Omen?
Yeah, The First Omen.
Yeah. I bet you had
gone. And you know, the funny thing is, he was actually there the night before watching a movie.
Was he really? Oh.
Yeah, so two nights in a row.
How good. And he, I think the second he won the tickets, he was straight back there. So if you want to take some free tickets off Mr. Lee, and why wouldn't you? Hang around, and when we get to the end of the show, we'll give away a little freebie there. But let's start off, Mr. Lee, where we do every single week, taking a look at some new movies out. And the first movie, I know that you cannot wait to go and see it. I've been saying it since we first started talking about it. It's Abigail, and it's in its opening week now.
It certainly is. And as you know, I love horrors.
Of course you do.
Absolutely not. Anyway, it's all about a young girl who's 12-year-old ballerina who's been kidnapped, and she's been given a ransom of $50 million, and they've got to keep her overnight, and the people who have kidnapped her are actually just unfortunately dying and going, and no one can work out what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's a vampire film, if you love good old vamp movies. Let's have a listen to Abigail.
Please let me out. I'm scared.
Cut the shit. You're really good at pretending to be a little girl.
Thank you.
Quick question. Who's inside a cage right now?
What do we know about vampires? How do we kill it?
Crucifixes.
Stake through the heart.
Daylight is a big one.
We need to find a way out of here. We split up.
That is one creepy little girl, Mr. Lee.
It certainly is. Oh, sounds very, very scary.
Now, Alicia Ware, who she plays the 13-year-old girl in this movie. Now, this is another one of these. Well, she's 14 years old right now, but apparently she featured on the 2024 Forbes 30 Under 30 Europe Entertainment list of rising talent, so she's one to watch. And she was in Matilda, so she's gone from being in this Matilda musical to this horror film, and they are miles apart.
Absolutely. And the other guy in it is Dan Stevens, who was in Downton Abbey.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of these actors and actresses coming across to a horror movie. Good to see it, and it's definitely one to go and check out this coming weekend. Go and do it this weekend. Go and see it. Now, if you you want to get away from a horror and you want to see something completely different, maybe you're into a bit of a romance-y type movie. Mr. Lee, what have you got for us?
Look, I've got the perfect movie. It's called Challengers. It stars Zendaya, and she's a tennis player. She hurts herself, so she can't actually be a tennis player anymore. So she turns into a coach and actually coaches people, and she's got to deal with trying to go from player to coach.
Well, let's have a listen to Zendaya in Challengers.
Tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing. You don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
Tashi Duncan.
She's in another league.
You're incredible today.
Come on!
To have a fashion line, a foundation. She's going to turn a whole family into millionaires.
What are you gonna do now?
Unfortunately, my only skill in life is hitting a ball with a racket.
I want you to be my coach.
I want you to be my coach.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl? Come here.
Which one of us?
This is a game about winning the points that matter.
I don't need to play mind games with you.
Can I have a cigarette with me? I have to talk to you.
I don't smoke, and I'm not talking to you.
He's not in love with you.
What makes you think I want someone to be in love with me?
Love you.
I know. You wish you never
ever met her at all. Oh, so good. That is Challengers. And why couldn't this have come out like back in January when the Australian Open was out, Mr. Lee? It would have been perfect timing for
now, that would have been perfect. Now, can I just say before we go on, Zendaya spent 3 months with a pro tennis coach to learn how to play tennis.
Just watching the trailer and with her in it, like she's just... I don't know. There's not much she can't do, Mr. Lee. She's a fantastic singer,
absolutely.
Now doing acting, and I bet you after this, tennis player.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be funny if she did become a tennis player?
Anything's possible.
Now, that would be good.
Anything is possible. Now, there are a couple of the great movies you can go and check out this weekend, but there are a whole stack more because what else is going on in our movie world at the moment?
Look, we've got The First Omen playing, Monkey Man, Kung Fu Panda 4, Godzilla X-Con, The New Empire, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and Wicked Little Letters are all playing.
That is a nice little list to go and check out. Were you a fan of Wicked Little Letters?
I certainly was. You know, it was so funny to hear Olivia Colman talking and swearing the way she was, because the movie there is a lot of swearing, but it is so well done. It's something you need to see.
One on the cards for this weekend as well. Top fives from last week. So as we work our way through the top five movies for the year so far, coming at number five, Bob Marley, One Love. It was sensational.
Well, it certainly was. And they did a great job. Great job.
Yeah, so that is number five for the year. Number four, it's no surprise we would see Ghostbusters.
Absolutely, because that's another good movie. Number three was Godzilla ex-con, The New Empire. Number two, Kung Fu Panda 4. Now, that's only just come out in the last few weeks. So for it to be in the top five so far for 2024, it's great.
And number one is Dune Part 2. Now, this is one we've seen in a few countries sort of getting up there around the number one mark. What do you think it is that people are loving about Dune?
Well, I think it is because the first one was so well done. And this movie, you've got to see on the big screen. This is something is sci-fi you can't beat.
Yeah. And well, speaking of Dune Part 2, it comes in at number five for us.
It certainly does. Number four is Civil War, which only opened last week. Number three is Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Number two is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. And number one for Australia, Kung Fu Panda 4.
And I make a prediction here, Mr. Lee. I make a prediction here that next week, number one is Kung Fu Panda as well. I will be right. I would imagine so.
Oh, I think you probably will be because it's school holidays, you know.
Everyone getting in to check out Poe doing his thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jack Black and Awkwafina, they go so well together. They talk well. The whole thing is just so well done.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, everyone loves a bit of Kung Fu Panda. Now, and last week, Mr. Lee, we didn't get to number one, did we? Because we kind of got a bit sidetracked.
We did, didn't we? I can't believe we did that.
I know. I think I was ripping on you about something, which is usually what happens.
Which is normal.
Yeah, and you got a bit distracted, so we'll blame you.
Yeah. We'll just say squirrel.
Now, you got some news on Karate Kid.
Yeah, look, you know, with the success of Cobra Kai, they're actually now going to make a sixth Karate Kid movie. Now, this is going to star Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, who was from the original one. But I don't know whether the guy that he battled in the first one is going to be in it.
So
I'm not sure yet.
We get to wax on and wax off again. It's been a while since we've done that.
Would you believe? I think it was 1984 for the original
That's
one.
That's insane. That is insane. And I guess when you look at it, so what, 1984, now up to number, well, this would be number six. Kind of surprised there wasn't more in the middle there. But
you'd think there would have been because it was so popular.
Yeah, it was. And got to say, every Karate Kid movie I've watched, I've always enjoyed them. Because sometimes when you've got franchises, you can have some of those movies where it's like, it starts off good, then two's okay, three starts to go downhill, but no, all the Karate Kid films, have always been great and always exceeded expectations. So I'm looking forward to this.
I am too. I can't wait. So hopefully it comes out in the next year or two.
Yeah, great. Now, another movie that in the works too, all around some Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, look, Paramount released the other one, Turtles Mutant Mayhem, last year, and it did so well, they're actually going to do another one, and it's going to be called Teenage Mutant Turtles, The Last Ronin.
So we're talking live action here.
Yeah, live action. It's not it's animated or anything like that. So, yeah. But it's not meant to land until 2026.
I was going
to
say that.
So you've got a little ways off.
If you wanted to see it this weekend, well, you won't be doing that.
Definitely not. So it's only in pre-production.
Well, we'll have to wait. It's not far away, 2026. Let's be honest.
No, look, we're partway through 24 now, aren't we?
Yeah, so it'll be here before you know it, and then we can see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the big screen. Can you remember their names, Mr. Lee, the Ninja Turtles' names?
Let me think. Was it Michelangelo?
Correct.
Raphael?
Yes, correct.
And no, you're going to have to help me. I think that's all I remember.
That's all you remember?
Yeah. Can you remember them?
Yes.
Well, you actually were dressing up as Teenage Mutant, weren't you? You used to go to parties and be a turtle.
The 90s was my decade, Mr. Lee. I was in my prime in the 90s. And you're right, Halloween back then you did dress up. I'm pretty sure I did dress up as Michelangelo once.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yeah, because you had Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo. Yeah, so...
Donatello, yes. That's it.
So, no, I've got to say, I think I would definitely be going to check that one out in 2026. Hopefully our podcast is still going by then too. We've got another couple.
Oh, look, I think we'll be up to, what, our thousandth episode?
By then, yes. Very possible, yeah, Mr. Lee. Yeah. Very possible. Well, last week, because it had been 7 years since we did our last Talk and Flick show together, so we decided to go back and have a look through the 7 years and all the movies that we missed. And we got up to 2021 last week, and we're going to continue that. We're going to get from 2021 down, and it was a big year, 2021. We spoke about June earlier, part two, but part one was released back then.
Yeah, it certainly was. And it didn't take that long for a really to have part two come out. We also had Margot Robbie in Suicide Squad.
She's one of our favourites, Margot.
And, oh, yeah, she is. She's good, isn't she?
Always love her.
And the Best Picture winner for that was Nomad Land.
Yeah, and again, very deserving of its spot. It's always hard when it comes to choosing Best Picture at the end of the year, isn't it? And
it is.
You know, you and I usually take a look at the nominees and the potential winners,
and we try to guess. Yep. Sometimes, and who gets them all right?
It's always you.
Yeah, and so it should be. But I must say, you used to get always the music ones.
Yeah, I got one out of about 20, so that was all.
Yeah.
That's okay, Mr. Lee. There's always 2025.
Yeah, you never know. You might get it. I actually picked this year's Best Picture.
I can imagine you did. Like, I remember. Yeah,
I knew it was going to be Oppenheimer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, when you look at the nominees that were up for that particular film, that was the standout.
It was brilliant.
Very well done. And that came out the same time too as the Barbie movie, which,
yes,
I will be honest, I thought might have done better than it actually did. I know it picked up some awards, I think, in the music part, but I just thought the movie would have done a little bit better.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
look, you know what? Look, it was okay. It was all right. It was Margot.
Yeah, correct. That's what I was just going to say. Margot Robbie, you couldn't beat her.
I went for Margot. I didn't go for, was it Ryan Gosling? She's gorgeous as always. So 2022, Mr. Lee, another big year for movies. We saw Top Gun Maverick and this. This was sensational.
Yes. It was unbelievable. You know, that really brought so many people back to the movies. And Tom Cruise knew that would happen, so he actually insisted to go back to the movies to watch this one movie.
Yeah, look, it was just too good.
The other one was Everything Everywhere All at Once. It got Best Picture. I watched it, and I still can't work it out.
And it got Best Picture.
It had to.
You know what? There are some of those movies where you can't get it. To me, it was always Leonardo DiCaprio, Beaches. Remember the Beaches movie that came out early 2000s? Oh, I could never understand that movie. Every time I watch it, I don't know, it spins me out. So does Alice in Wonderland, to be entirely honest. I do not get that movie
what was the guy?
Johnny Depp. Don't even get me started on that. Because I'm going to give it a one every single time. I just play, and you know what? I just hope, if you ever tell me they're releasing another one of those, well, I'll be up in my soapbox very quickly. Don't you worry. And I won't be going to see it.
Do you ever get off that soapbox?
Yeah, I'm off the soapbox because I see Barbie in the 2023 big movie. So
you know it's going to be good.
Well, as we just spoke about, Best Picture, no surprise, Oppenheimer. Also, The Killers of the Flower Moon. And that would be one of your favourites, wouldn't it?
Well, I have to say, I watched it. 3 hours went so quick. It was unbelievable.
3 hours?
Yeah, that one was a three-hour movie, like Oppenheimer.
See, I don't know when it comes to like a three-hour movie. I think there's advantages and there's disadvantages. The advantage is, you know, if you're paying for your tickets, so you're getting, you know, plenty, you get so much value. Yeah. So much value.
Getting your money's worth.
But geez, it's some 3 hours, like with no break.
The story had to be told, and it was based on a true story. And with the Auslan people who had all that oil, and then the Americans come in trying to take it all. Robert De Niro, he was brilliant. Your friend Leonardo DiCaprio, he was great.
But yeah, like, and like, was I think what year was? I think it was 2018. I went to see. You remember Murder on the Orient Express when they redid that? And it was a late night screening. I don't know what time it was. I think it started at like 9 o'clock or something like that. You know, Mr. Lee, I have never ever fallen asleep during a movie, but I did.
Oh, don't tell me you did. Oh,
I did. Yeah, because like, I'd hung out to see it because the trailer looked great, and I got there, and yeah, it was just one of those movies where it went for so long.
What can I tell you? I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I can't comment.
Do we still
it
do?
Would have kept you awake.
When was the last time we did movie marathons? Do we do those anymore?
Well, we've actually got one coming up. Would you believe?
You really?
In May 4th, we're having episodes 4, 5, and 6 of Star Wars. That was a very good segue.
That was a great segue.
Okay. And then
you're getting better and better at this each week.
I am.
You know, if you keep this up, you might be a professional after a little while. So,
oh, yeah. Look. I don't have to go to the pre shows that we do, you know, all the talks.
Well, all the rehearsals, so, Mr. Lee. I mean,
the rehearsals. That's
I
it.
Have
yeah.
tried to convince you yeah. for so long to come to those and the importance of
I don't
them.
Have to. I'm too
And
good.
You tell me you're going to be there and you never turn up. So that's, yeah. you know. And yeah. so we hop on every week.
One day you'll learn.
We hop on every week and wing it. And you know what? Somehow we get through it. But you could try a bit harder, Mr. Lee. You really could.
One day I'll surprise you. And guess what? You won't turn up.
You know what? That's so true. It probably will happen too. But I am so looking forward to this. But I don't know. See, I'm not a Star Wars person, but I do like the thought of a movie marathon. And for those Star Wars people, and there are people that are absolutely obsessed with the franchise.
I keep saying to people, if you've never seen Star Wars on the big screen, this is your opportunity. This is unbelievable to watch these movies. When you think they came out in the 70s and the quality and what they did, they had to go through behind the scenes to get what they wanted on the screen. Unbelievable.
You get to see it all in one night? One
yeah, so it's on Saturday for May the 4th, be with you. And so you get to see 4, 5 and 6. And then on Revenge of the 5th, which is May 5th, you get to watch episodes 1, 2 and 3.
Can you get tickets for that now?
Yeah, they're on sale now.
Is this all cinemas for Tamworth, Wagga?
Yes.
And yeah, it is. Great.
It is. We're all doing it, which is great news because we're all that excited.
Are you going along, Mr. Lee? I'm sure you would be.
I'm hoping to go to May the 4th because I want to see the originals and I want my kids to see it as well because it's not the same watching it on the small screen.
Oh, you're dragging the boys along, right?
Yeah, you know how many times I drag them to the movies.
They're saying, Dad, no. No, I don't.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
on,
when they're 20 and 18, yeah. They can tell me no now.
Buy your choc top. Buy your choc top. By the way, your choc tops are very good, Mr. Lee. I will.
Oh, they are. Because, you know, we make them in house.
That's very good. They've always been spectacular. I went to a cinema not long ago, and they had these pre-packaged ones. And I'm like, what the hell is this? No.
Yeah, not like ours, are they?
I want to get back to the 4 and 6. Get Mr. Lee to make me a chop top. All right. Yeah. Next week, I'm actually going to see this next movie. The Fall Guy.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, look, I'm excited about this one because Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, which is the new Bond, they shut down Sydney Harbour Bridge for this movie.
Mm, yeah, I remember when they were filming this, there was news stories on it and things like that. Great to finally see it out. We can see how it all plays out.
It will be very good because this is a remake from, was it in the 80s? And it had Lee Majors in it.
Yeah, it was $6 Million. Yeah. The movie, too, I believe, had been in development for, over 20 years or something like that. They had been trying to get it put together.
Yeah, which is a long time when you think for a movie to go that long in behind the scenes. This is why it takes so long to get movies out.
Well, Colt Seavers, obviously the main character, when they were looking at potential suitors to play this guy, we had, what, Tom Cruise, Keanu Reeves, Nicolas Cage, Jason Statham, and Dwayne Johnson. Now, they were all, you know, right up there to get to land that role. They went with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Which, well, that's a big...
Yeah.
When you look at those actors, they're all big actors, aren't they? Which the whole lot of them are. But Tom Cruise, you know, he's an action-type guy. Same as Nicolas Cage, Jason Statham.
Right.
And I think when you go watch the movie, you'll find out why they picked Ryan.
Okay. Well, I'll have to find out. Do you know something I don't know, Mr. Lee?
I think I may.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that one is
But I'm
out.
Not saying.
Okay. Well, are you going to go see it or have you already seen it?
Yeah, I think- no. No, I'm going to see it.
I'm going to see it. Yeah, good. We'll go and see it together, just not together. Go and see it separately. Well, that brings us to the end of the movies for this week. We will do a giveaway as well, Mr. Lee. A double pass is up for grabs, as you heard from, we heard Duncan was the winner of that last week. Now, if you want to score yourself free movie tickets and take them off Mr. Lee.
Well, you've only just got to answer this simple question. Name one of the two movies that opened this week.
Okay, now we're not going to give you the answer because it's so simple.
No.
You just hit the rewind button, you go back, you listen to it, and but then you get the answer. You can write it down and head to the Talkin' Flicks Facebook page. Now we want you to go there. We want you to give us a like, give us a follow. Mr. Lee, you go to the Forum 6 website to grab that.
Yes, you certainly can, or the Odeon 5. And you just click on there or do a search on Facebook for Talkin' Flicks.
Wonderful. And Mr. Lee, you are back on air as well in Tamworth too, doing your little radio show, doing your little movie chat. We'll give 92.9 and 2CM a shout out as well, the team there. Wonderful guys there.
Oh, they certainly are, and they do a great job in Tamworth.
You must be all talked out of movies by the end of the week, surely.
You don't know me too well, do you, JT? I love talking.
I bet the weekend rolls around and you're still talking about movies, right? It just happens.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And you know that the wife does not like it.
Oh, Wend, not a big fan if you're talking about movies at home. Does she ever go see a movie with
you? I think she just doesn't like me talking. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's nice. Date night. The kids are grown up now, so, you know, you can go. Maybe you two can sit in the back row, Mr. Lee.
I think we're a bit too old for that, JT, but it's, we could probably think about it.
Maybe you can go and see, what's the most romantic movie at the moment? Challenges, yeah.
Now, she would like that too.
Yeah, I reckon any lady would like that movie, right? Bit of romance, bit of drama, yes. Now, for all your movie info, what's playing, you can book your tickets online as well, forum6.com.au and the odeon5.com.au, and you can get your movie fixed, get Talkin' Flicks every Friday. You can grab us Apple Podcast, Spotify, or the iHeart Radio app. That's it for us, Mr. Lee, again. Another show done and dusted.
I cannot believe it's gone that quick again.
What are your plans for the weekend, Mr. Lee? What's going on?
Well, I've actually got a nice weekend off. I had to work last weekend, but this weekend's my weekend off, and I'm going to have a very quiet to do jobs around the house.
Very nice. And you're going to go see a movie, aren't you? That's what you're going to do.
I am. Challenges is going to be the one.
That's the one to go and see. Ah, beautiful.
And I'm going to drag Wen to it because she's going to enjoy it.
Very cool. I hope you can take a picky for us, right, and stick it up on Facebook.
Oh, certainly will. Just for you, Jay.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lee. It's been great catching up once again, as always. And as I said, we'll have another episode out next Friday, episode number 3. If we come back, Mr. Lee, if we come back, what do you think? They'll bring us back.
Yeah, I think they will.
Hopefully. Have a lovely weekend. We'll catch up for episode 3 next Friday. Talkin' Flicks out.
Bye for now.